Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Faith of Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
People are going through indecision because they are not committed to do the Word of God. Indecision. It's a tormenting thing. Do I do it or do I not? I just don't know. I got all these choices in front of me. Which one do I take? What's so hard about that? Number one. Have you heard from the Lord? If you haven't, get to seeking Him. Get in the book. Get to praying. Miss a meal if you need to. Spend some extra time. Once you've heard from the Lord, there should be nothing else to consider. Oh, come on, guys. Are y'all with me this morning? Once you've heard from the Lord, what else is there to consider? Unless you're going to be rebellious, disobedient, go your own way. Right? All this complexity that people talk about. People pride themselves in modern society. I'm a very complex individual. People don't understand me because I'm very complex. No, we understand you. You're confused. Because you're not committed. You have not made the decision once and for all that the Word of God is the final answer. That when you've heard from God, that's it. There's nothing else to consider. Huh? The Bible said in verse 30, we should read. Peter saw the wind, boisterous. He was afraid. And he began to sink. Oh man, do you see this now? There was a time when he was only thinking about and looking at one thing. One thing. He was looking at Jesus and he was thinking about what Jesus said. That's it. When he was doing that, he had power in his life. He was overcoming everything. He was doing the impossible. He was seeing the miraculous. And then he decided there was something else to look at, right? The wind. Well, the wind and waves was there before. The wind and wave did not cause him to fail, did it? People say, well, the circumstances overcame them. They cannot overcome you, a child of God, walking in faith. Well, the disease killed him. No, it didn't. It's not strong enough in and of itself. Well, their poverty overcame them. No, no. It was the wavering. It was the doubt. It was the fear. He got to looking at something else. And probably at first, it was like this. There's Jesus. Who? What was that? Oh, Jesus. Who? What was that? Oh, there's Jesus. What's happening now? What will happen? You keep doing that. You become, you know, preoccupied now with this wave and wind. You're no longer looking at Him. You're no longer thinking about what He said. And that's when you start sinking. Run your race. How? Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher. Oh, does this do anything for you today? I'll tell you what, glory to God. Can you hear the word, get excited, get in faith, start doing the miraculous and impossible, and wind up failing? You can. It's happened too many times. How? By wavering. Why do people waver? Because they decide they can look at other things and think about other things. The devil is the offerer of other options. He is the chief of the alternatives. Let me tell you again now. The devil is the offerer of other options. People quit their marriages so quickly. Why? Because the devil tells them, oh, there's a lot of women out there that'll have you. You don't have to put up with this. There's a lot of men that'll have you. You deserve better than this. And so because people consider, well, I have all these options, then they don't stick it out and make it work. Did you hear me? Somebody rubs them the wrong way at church or at work or wherever in the family. And they go, well, I don't have to go to that church. I'll go somewhere else. I don't have to work at that job. I'll work somewhere else. There are not 52 different perfect wills of God. And that you can just choose whichever one you like the best. There's a place. And there's a grace. And their position and a race that God has ordained that you and I run and fit and do. Amen. And if we decide to do something else, we jump out of the perfect will of God. And when you do, you open up the door for destruction in your life. The Bible said in Matthew 6, don't turn there. You go to Numbers. Go to Numbers, please. And the 21st chapter of Numbers. Numbers 21. While you're finding Numbers 21, listen to Matthew 6. He said, the light, Jesus said, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. You'll be full of light when what? Your eye is single. What does that mean? You are looking at and you are thinking about, talking about, listening to one thing. And that one thing is the Lord and what He told you. Hold your place in Numbers. How many remember the story of Mary and Martha? You remember that? Anybody remember Mary and Martha? What about them? For time's sake, let me just talk you through it. Mary and Martha and Lazarus are some of Jesus' closest, dearest friends. They're closer to Him at this point in His life than His own blood family. He comes and He eats with them. They must be good cooks. Because a lot's talked about, you know. He was in the house, and Martha, the Bible said, was very busy, one translation says, making elaborate provisions. Elaborate. I mean, she's going all out. And she is cooking, and she's baking, and she's fixing, and she's basting this, and she's whipping this, and she's, stuff is a flying in the kitchen. And Jesus is here, and all His staff is here, and it's a big deal. She comes to the door, and there's her sister, Mary, just sitting there on the floor, listening to Jesus. So she comes back, and she's working and working and working and working and working and working. She comes back, looks again, tried to get her attention. Psst. Couldn't get her attention. Because Mary is just thinking about. Martha is thinking about the roast and the turkey and the cake and the pie and the cornbread. She's thinking about the silverware and the dishes. She's thinking about the tablecloth. She's thinking about how many places. And one thing that's really beginning to preoccupy her is how sorry her sister is acting today. And she began to get resentful and aggravated. Does that sound familiar? We talked about that last weekend. Right? Offense that can cost you your faith. And she got so full of this and so aggravated about this that she comes to the door. Now get this, interrupts Jesus. Jesus is there teaching. Interrupts him. And says, Jesus, don't you care that Mary is sitting here and I'm in here slaving in this kitchen and she won't even get up and come and tell her to come in here and help me? She was just sure Jesus would side in with her. So many people like that. They're just sure that me and Jesus agree on this, of course. And he don't. Listen to what, how many remember what he said? Martha, Martha. Now when the Lord calls your name twice like that, just go ahead and start repenting right now. Just go ahead and hit the floor and say, oh please God have mercy, because you're in trouble right now. Martha, Martha, you are careful and troubled about many things. About what?
Many things.
She was a multitasking queen. You are careful, full of care about, and troubled about what?
Many.
Many, many things. Now let's just back up. Does she have peace? What's her condition? She's distraught. She's upset. She's frustrated. No peace. No joy. Now friend, when you're like that, get a clue. You're the one who has a problem. I don't care what you think somebody else is supposed to be doing. When you get like that, you're the one who has a problem. If you didn't have a problem, you'd have peace. You might not like something, but you'd have victory over it. You'd have joy. Right? You'd be together. He said, Martha, Martha, you're troubled about many things. Mary has chosen that one good thing that'll not be taken away from her.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Wavering, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R804E. That's R804E. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.